AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is addressing attendees at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. On the topic of Greenland, Trump said he will not use force to acquire the Arctic island.
We probably won't get anything unless I decide to use excessive strength and force, where we would be, frankly, unstoppable. But I won't do that.
In the speech, he said the U.S. is booming, but Europe is not heading in the right direction. Trump also said he's getting cooperation from Venezuelan officials following the U.S. capture of Nicolas Maduro.
But Venezuela is going to make more money in the next 6 months than they've made in the last 20 years. Every major oil company is coming in with us. It's amazing. It's a beautiful thing to see.
Earlier this month, at a White House meeting, ExxonMobil CEO Darren Woods said the Venezuelan market is, quote, uninvestable in its current state. In his speech, the president again falsely insisted that the 2020 elections were rigged.
Everybody now knows that. They found out. People will soon be prosecuted for what they did.
Trump has long been calling for prosecutions related to the 2020 election, but it wasn't immediately clear what he meant by his statement. Trump also said he's ready to announce a new chairman.
I'll be announcing a new Fed chairman in the not-too-distant future. I think he'll do a very good job. See, I gave away some of it. He did give that away.
Meanwhile, in Washington, the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments today over Trump's effort to remove Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is expected to attend today's arguments. Stocks are steadying and early trading on Wall Street as traders hope for a de-escalation of tensions between the U.S. and Europe. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports on a spat between Elon Musk and a top Irish corporate boss.
The CEO of Ryanair has dismissed Elon Musk's idea of buying the budget airline and has shrugged off insults from the billionaire in a war of words that erupted over installing Starlink systems on aircraft. The spat between the world's richest individuals and one of Europe's most outspoken corporate bosses has been escalating for days. O'Leary says the airlines ruled out putting Musk's Starlink satellite Wi-Fi on Ryanair planes because the extra fuel drag from the system's antennas would be too costly. Musk fired back on his social media platform X, calling Leary an utter idiot and an imbecile. He then polled his users on the idea of buying the airline. O'Leary says non-European citizens can't own a majority stake in a European airline anyway. Musk was born in South Africa and lives in the US.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.